Where are you going? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
President Trump is under fire today for saying that the woman accusing him of sexual assault 23 years ago is not my type. Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll claims Trump sexually molested her in a dressing room in a Manhattan department store. He told the Hill newspaper, "I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened."
It raises a question: if she was your type, what does that mean?
It does.
It's very insulting. Very insulting statement.
The remark is being compared to his 2016 denial that he groped a passenger sitting next to him on a plane more than 30 years ago.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice. That I can tell you. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
The 22nd woman to step forward. 22 women. That should raise alarms. Let me put it this way. If one person in your life accused you of pooping in their kitchen sink, I could be persuaded to believe that that is a lie. But if over the course of the 73 years of your life, 22 separate people came forward with detailed accounts of times you had pooped in their kitchen sinks, I'm going to start thinking you're a sink pooper.
When I dropped the mic, it hit the floor like Thor.
That's right.
You can't pick it up no more. Don't even try. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it was. Yeah. Y'all know what it shall be. Get smart for the start, before it get dark, before they hit you with the pitchfork. Better crip walk, crip this walk. Is real talk. Smoke push, ambush, then we peel off. Still running with the wheels off. Always looking out for the crisscross. I'm a bigger boss than Rick Ross. Always winning, get lost. It's the warlord, bring the voodoo. When I bail through, it's crazy like Bellevue. What they tell you, leave that boy alone. Like Home Alone,
yeah.
Cause Skull and Bone, arrest the president. You got the evidence, that is Russian intelligence. When it rains, it pours. Did you know the new white was orange? Boy, you're showing your horns. They trying to replace my halo with thorns. You so basic with your vape stick. Let's go apes in the matrix. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. Arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president. Arrest the president.
Crazy.
Arrest the president. You got the evidence. I took back my ice and all black tonight. That's right, some gotta sacrifice. Not a criminal.
No.
I'm a Seminole.
Yeah.
I was free once. Now I'm clinical.
Crazy.
You so technical. This was Mexico. Now everywhere I go is owned by Texaco. Them and the rest
Hell
of you.
Yeah.
I turn a fruit into a vegetable. I'ma roll with the aliens. Man, these homo sapiens. They don't really wanna make friends. All they want is a Mercedes Benz. All they want is they dividends and decibels. These citizens, they'll treat us like hooligans. Throw him in, they don't care what school he in. These people don't play fair. It ain't even fair at the state fair. Give a young gray hair. That's why I'm here. Make your ass lay there. Punk, you better stay there. Close your f***ing eyes like it's daycare. Make
myself clearer than Shakespeare. I'm here to take money, even fake hair. So desperate is what I'm left with. For the record, you affected who you elected. It's so septic, so full of shit, I can't accept it.
Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president. You got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president. You got the evidence.
I reside on the west side. I murder with my third eye. So fly, get a bird's eye. I make them scream bloody murder. Let's meet at the White House. Run in and turn the lights out. Man, they treat it like a trap house. These motherfuckers never take the trash out. They just cash out and mash out. Nigga, take your drugs and pass out. Love to go that fast route. I see you when you're black, get out. Homie, you play too much. Why these devils, they doing way too much. Most of them won't say too much. Why they steady planning, God knows what. That's why I roll with the real ones, trying to reach millions, real ones, trying to make billions, real ones, dressed like civilians.
Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president, you got the evidence. Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president, you got the evidence.
Well, it's been another roller coaster few days with our split personality president creating a bunch of problems and then turning around and claiming he solved those problems. Every day with this guy is like Fight Club. One of these days, we're going to find him in the parking lot outside the White House beating the crap out of himself. One day, he's threatening war with Iran. The next day, he's claiming he stopped a war with Iran. One day, he's threatening to deport millions and rip apart migrant families. The next day, he's saying he delayed the deportations. It's almost like he saw the polls and instead of running against the Democrats in 2020, decided to run against himself.
Vote for me. I'm the only one who can stop Donald Trump.
Trump swings wildly from one position to the next because he has no moral compass or a strategic vision. And that combination of ignorance and impulsiveness has been on full display during his administration's march toward war with Iran.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Last Wednesday night, Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone, and nobody knew what President Trump was going to do, including President Trump, because, according to officials, on Thursday night, the president approved a strike on Iran. As late as 7 p.m., planes were in the air and ships were in position, but no missiles had been fired when word came to stand down. So we were poised to start a war with Iran.
Now, war with Iran would be catastrophic, it would be reckless, unjustified, and illegal. And yet, many of the people around Trump have been agitating for a war with Iran for years. Trump, meanwhile, has repeatedly refused to divulge any details about what his administration might do.
President, are we going to war with Iran? I hope not.
If you reach the uranium limits on the 27th, will you take additional action?
I won't say what I'll do.
Mr. President, how will you respond?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
What? We'll find out? You're talking about a massive war that would destabilize the Middle East. You can't talk about it like you're hosting Dateline. They weren't sure if they were heading to war with Iran. Oh, but they'd soon find out. Trump doesn't answer questions about his plans because he has no plans. He wavers from one position to the next based on the last person he talked to or something he saw on TV. If he watches Sean Hannity's show, he wants to go to war. If he watches Tucker Carlson's show, he wants to pull back.
This is the first thing that Trump has ever ordered that he did not finish. Friday morning.
Wow.
Friday morning? Friday morning, Trump explained,
"We were cocked and loaded to retaliate last night on three different sites," misspelled. "When I asked, how many will die?"
150 people, sir,
was the answer from a general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it.
Okay, I appreciate the sentiment. He doesn't want casualties. But isn't that something you should check before you've ordered the strike?
Okay, I have this gun. It's full of bullets. The hammer's pulled back. And what's this thing do when I pull the trigger?
What is it? Do fruit roll-ups come out? I'm not. What happens?
This tweet is Trump in a nutshell. He makes it genuinely difficult for you to focus on the fact that he almost started a disastrous and unconstitutional war with Iran because he used the wrong sites and used the phrase cocked and loaded. It's locked and loaded. Cocked and loaded sounds like the name of a Tom Green movie where a guy takes a road trip with a rooster.
I'm telling you, we were cocked and loaded. We were at DEF CON 5. About to rain down a little cock and awe. It was just a tiny little mushroom cloud.
Trump explained, what? What? A tactical nuclear weapon.
I ain't touching that.
Trump explained himself further in an interview with host of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. Trump said that he gave Iran a pass this time, but things might be different in the future.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that.
He doesn't want to, but you might trigger a massive response. He's like Bruce Banner.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry or when I'm happy or when I'm eating, really. It's not a pretty sight.
And can we just take a second to acknowledge how often this happens? Trump takes us all to the brink of a crisis, and then he's the one that pulls us back at the last second. Sometimes it feels like there are two different Trumps making these decisions. And you know what? Like, maybe they are. Maybe he has an identical twin running around the White House. You know? It's like one of those sister-sister situations. Yeah. I mean, that would explain all of the flip-flopping. In fact, it would explain everything. It'd be like, Mexicans are rapists!
And some of them are good people.
I'm gonna release my tax returns.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna play golf.
I'm also gonna play golf.
So as you saw in the president's tweet, the reason that he called off the missile strikes is because 10 minutes before the launch, he found out how many people could die in a strike. And to him, a drone wasn't worth taking human lives. And honestly, I commend him for even saying that. But now, people are shooting down his story like it's an unmanned sky dildo.
The Washington Post today reporting the president had been briefed hours earlier about potential risks and casualties and was supportive of military action until around 7 p.m. when he appeared to change his mind.
This just doesn't add up that if when the president meets with his top Pentagon people, they give him a very thorough list, a menu of targets and say, you can hit this target, you can hit that target. If you do, here are the possible casualties. They run through the whole thing.
Yeah, according to multiple people, the president's story doesn't make sense because they say a president doesn't find out about potential casualties 10 minutes before a strike. Those numbers are actually presented when the strike is proposed. In other words, they give the president a menu of options and then he picks what he would like to do. And I think that's where this all fell apart. You see, this isn't a guy who uses menus, okay? It looks too much like a book. This is a guy who points at pictures and asks for numbers. That's who this is. Give me that one with an extra that one. That's him. And I'll be taking a soak in the ball pit. Let me know when it's ready. Now, as much as we would like to believe that this happened because Trump didn't pay attention in a meeting, it might actually be more complicated than that, right? Because it's been reported that the president may have been given two different sets of casualty numbers. Yeah, that's what happened. Well, that's what they're saying happened. And that wouldn't be surprising because it turns out there are two different factions in this administration. And they've both been pulling Trump in very different ways.
Sources tell CNN Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton both favored striking Iran, while outside advisors reminded him of his promise to get the U.S. out of wars, not in them.
Vice President Mike Pence supported the planned military strike on Iran, but also agreed with the president's decision to stop them.
Wait, what? The vice president supported launching airstrikes and not launching airstrikes?
Trump was proud of himself. According to one source, he liked the command of approving the strike, but also the decisiveness of calling it off. Yes, it's that simple. Donald Trump likes the decisiveness of calling off the terrible command Donald Trump just gave. Then, today, Trump announced new sanctions on Iran, and at the signing ceremony, he explained one of the reasons he called off the strike.
Obviously, the people of Iran are great people. You know, I know many of them. I lived in New York, haven't been there very much the last 2.5 years, but I know many Iranians living in New York, and they're fantastic people. I have many friends that are Iranian.
I didn't bomb. I did not bomb them this time, but if I changed my mind, you should all know that I would be obliterating some fantastic people. Really great. They will be missed.
Now, it's obviously a good thing that we did not go to war with Iran, but it's terrifying that it even got this far. Trump wants us all to praise him for pulling back from a catastrophic situation that he almost started. Praise he doesn't deserve, as Senator Bernie Sanders argued on Sunday.
Was President Trump's decision this week to call off that strike the right one?
See, it's like somebody setting a fire to a basket full of paper and then putting it out. He helped create the crisis, and then he stopped the attacks. The idea that we're looking at a president of the United States who, number one, thinks that a war with Iran is something that might be good for this country.
He was just doing a limited strike.
Oh, just a limited strike. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I just didn't know that it's okay to simply attack another country with bombs, just a limited strike. That's an act of warfare.
With the Donald Trump whiplash, a sudden policy change after days of bluster, we've seen the same pattern in play on those big promised ICE raids that the president walked back. For the raids, it was a governing threat time to add heat to his 2020 kickoff, using the power of ICE and the feds to basically hype his own campaign rollout in immigration. Now then, by this weekend, Donald Trump all but admitted that was essentially a head fake, part of this pattern of head fakes. Sometimes you have a president literally creating the appearance of a problem so that he alone can solve it. Now, it often begins with some kind of tough talk, then a reaction, concern over the public plan announced by a president. But often in the end, it doesn't happen. So there was the Iran strike. You remember that, of course. There are these ICE raids that were canceled this weekend. Or more recently, there were those Mexico tariffs. Tweet, hype, but then fold. And it's more than simply playing for distraction, something that Donald Trump has been doing as long as he's been an entertainer. Because often, I want to point out to you tonight, the message itself can be the political payoff. Donald Trump's base wants to hear about ICE raids, about people being round up. So he gave them days of that message and perception. He may have already decided nothing was going to actually happen, but he gave his people some of the politics they wanted to hear.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before.
This is a president who knows about narrative, who knows about staging and casting. And he's trying to cast himself as the hero for calling off the very thing that he started. He is the one who threatened that airstrike. Although, of course, there was a downed drone. That's a real thing to deal with. But he was the one talking about escalation. Or now take the ICE raids with this frame in mind. Donald Trump was the one who vowed to carry them out. Here's the head fake.
The president promised massive immigration arrests.
The new plans for a large-scale ICE enforcement operation.
They're going to start next week. And when people come into our country and they come in illegally, they have to go out. They will be removed from the country. It starts, you know, during the course of this next week.
The president pulling back on that order to start those deportation raids.
Trump says it's because Democrats asked him for the delay for negotiations.
And there's more evidence of the bluster coming to an end with no action. On the Mexico tariffs, there was a lot of tough talk. There was a countdown to this punishment. It all ended, of course, with a head fake for a deal that Mexico and others said was largely already in place, meaning not a result of the threats. So Trump gets the red meat to the base, then knowingly not acting on the planned threat. You have a president deliberately stoking chaos and fear to position himself to be the one to relieve it, but of course only momentarily. I can tell you that the president on the ICE raids is asking Congress to act within a few weeks, or he says he'll act again. Is that another head fake?
But the important question here is, what is the end game? What does Trump want? Does he want war? Does he want a new deal? If so, how would that new deal differ from the old deal? And why would Iran ever agree to a new deal after the last deal they negotiated was torn up for no reason? These are all important questions, and yet the president clearly has no answers.
Mr. President, is your goal to negotiate a new deal with Iran? Mr. President, is your goal to negotiate a new deal?
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too.
Oh, my God, man. Next time, just throw a smoke pellet and run away.
If Iran wants to become a wealthy nation again, become a prosperous nation, we'll call it Let's Make Iran Great Again. Does that make sense? Make Iran Great Again.
In the past few days, we've seen the president take us to the brink of war with Iran, threaten to inflict more cruelty on migrant families, all while being accused of a horrific sexual assault. The question now is, what more will it take to impeach this guy? I don't know if he'll win a second term, but At this point, all I can say is,
I hope not.
Iran's not the only thing Trump changed his mind about this weekend. On Sunday, ICE planned to conduct a major operation in multiple cities to round up and deport undocumented families, even undocumented parents who have children who are U.S. citizens. So it is possible parents could be deported while their children are left behind. How did that... I agree. How did that brainstorming meeting go? All right, guys, come on, I need some new ideas. Taking kids from their parents was a disaster. Come on, toss out some new ideas.
Oh. Well, what? And this, I'm just, what if we took the parents away from the children?
I love it. Thankfully, on Saturday, Trump announced he'll delay the deportation operation. What changed his mind? Well, apparently his buddy Nancy Pelosi called him on Friday night, and today she revealed what she said to him.
You're scaring the children of America.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Trump explained on Twitter, at the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, deportation start. So his shred of human decency has an expiration date. Trump is hopeful that the border is an easy fix. As he said yesterday during his appearance on Chuck the Todd.
You know what? If they change those, I used to say 45 minutes, it's 15 minutes. If they changed asylum and if they changed loopholes, everything on the border would be perfect.
Yes. Despite years of disagreement on our immigration laws, Trump is promising to fix the border quicker than Domino's can deliver a pizza.
You know my guarantee, we're done in 15 minutes or I completely lose interest. What were we talking about again? Hey, how'd that bombing of Iran go? What? Why?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
The Customs and Border Protection Agency's acting commissioner, John Sanders, resigning. This as public outrage mounts over what are being called inhumane and unsanitary conditions for hundreds of detained migrant children. His resignation following the alarm-raising reports about a facility in Clint, Texas, where a group of lawyers said hundreds of kids had been housed for weeks without access to showers, to clean clothes, or even to sufficient food.
Amid outrage over living conditions at a Border Patrol facility in Clint, Texas, there is new reporting that about 100 migrant children have been moved back into the facility. The transfer came just days after about 300 children originally housed at the border station were moved to other facilities to relieve overcrowding. Lawyers who visited the site last week reported that children weren't being given adequate food or water and described unsanitary conditions, including outbreaks of the flu and lice. In an interview with MSNBC this week, Texas GOP Congressman Michael Burgess suggested that children aren't leaving the Border Patrol facilities because they are well taken care of.
I've been to Casa Padre in Brownsville, Texas. Yes, it's a restored Walmart. You know what? There's not a lock on the door. Any child is free to leave at any time, but they don't. And okay. You know why? Because they're well taken care of.
He's talking about 2-year-old toddlers that are going around without diapers. I mean, what exactly are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to get on their baby Uber out?
This is just lying to the American people.
And decide to go to Dallas and hang out there? It's unbelievable. NBC News is also reporting that a Customs and Border Protection official said the agency was not running low on supplies. It was not running low.
Oh, my Lord.
On supplies. They just chose not to give those children soap.
That's in response to
toothpaste.
Reports that people who were looking to make donations were being turned away.
I'm really concerned about the conditions at these border facilities.
Yes, I am. I'm very concerned. And they're much better than they were under President Obama, by far. And we're trying to get the Democrats to agree to really give us some humanitarian aid, humanitarian money.
Everything you just heard there was, of course, this will shock you, false. Now, listen, I had a lot of people write on my timeline that it was just as bad under Barack Obama because It's funny how this works. Donald Trump tells a lie, and his followers blindly repeat that lie like they're in a cult. A good way to find out what the truth is, you could actually go online. I joke about the Google machine, but you could find out, because I did it yesterday, in 3 minutes from multiple news sources, including conservative news sources, that's a lie. That under Barack Obama, children were detained only if they came alone or if they thought the children were being abused. And Barack Obama's administration's goal was to release them as quickly as possible.
Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller will testify publicly before the House Intel and Judiciary Committees is any indication. The president is now running scared of the moment that could be created by wall-to-wall testimony from Mueller about Donald Trump's efforts to obstruct the FBI investigation into Russian meddling and his associates' nearly 150 contacts with Russians. The president reacting to the news today with his standard lies about what the Mueller investigation actually concluded.
The Mueller thing never stopped. There was no collusion, there was no obstruction, there was no nothing. How many times do we have to hear it? It never ends. It just keeps going on and on.
And while we've heard that before, it's important to point out that Robert Mueller did not say there was no obstruction. Nor did he say there was no collusion. Here's what Mueller did say.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional.
But Trump's rambling attacks didn't stop there. He introduced a new line of attack that seemed to confound even the ultra-friendly Fox Business interviewer.
He terminated the emails. He terminated all of the stuff between Strzok and Page. You know,
wow.
They sung, you've never seen. Robert Mueller terminated their text messages together. He terminated them. They're gone. And that's illegal. That's a crime.
Donald Trump there, still reeling from his public display of instability on the world stage in that confrontation with Iran last week. Donald Trump, who denied an allegation of sexual assault by saying the accuser wasn't his type. Donald Trump, who rolls over and plays impotent and powerless as his cruel and incompetent immigration policies victimize children at our border. Donald Trump, upon learning that Robert S. Mueller will testify in an open hearing, he slanders the former FBI director and accuses him of committing a crime.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.